Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ben Chapman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting 8th. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Larry moves to third. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field. McNeely picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McNeely. Larry scores. Lazzari goes all the way around to score. Gehrig moves all the way to home. It's 3-0 Yankees. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Rice steals second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into right field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNeely throws the ball into Melillo who tags Chapman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pennock moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pennock scores. Combs moves to third. Larry moves to second. It's 4-0, Yankees. George Blaholder now pitching. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs scores. Larry moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gulick moves to second. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up into right center field for a base hit. Gulick scores. It's 5-1, Yankees. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pennock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaholder strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Maynish moves to second. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gulick is called out on strikes. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Maynish moves to third. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to second. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blaeholder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Combs. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-2 in the game. Gulick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Dickey. Kress scores. Gulick moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Yankees. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Blaya Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder is 0-for-2 in the game. Blea Holder hits a fly ball into right field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive towards the mound. Blea Holder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pennock hits a pop-up towards the mound. Blea Holder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Manish reaches third base with a triple. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Larry, who tags Kress trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Manish scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Yankees. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a fly ball into right field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pennock, and towards Chapman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Shult pinch hits for Clyde Mannion. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult hits a fly ball into right field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.